from tomorrow onwards, I will not have your association any longer. So I'm very much desiring to make this the best seminar so far. Let us see if Krishna is agreeable. I hope you have all by now thought a little bit about your own relationship with Krishna. And yes, hope that the seminar will sing or ring for a long time within you. Today we will enter a little bit into the practical dimension. That is, we will consider a little bit how we can work on our relationship to Krishna, because I think we all feel we do have already a relationship to Krishna. I could see all of you when we were seeing today Radha Govinda in the peacock outfit. We were all moved. We thought, wow, he's such a good dresser. Isn't it? That was immediately the thought. Who could dress in such a fashion like Radha Govinda? And we felt we were entering a person, Darshan, and we were yet able to see another of his very special features, a good dresser. So, yes, we will. We have a relationship to Krishna, and we become charmed upon seeing these qualities of him, and we become enthusiastic. But how to make the relationship deep? This is now the subject of our today's seminar. Before starting my seminar, I would like to tell you a little story. Once, as it is often seen, the pastimes of the divine couple are moving like the movements of a snake. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there. So once Srimati Radharani left Krishna. Krishna was all, because Krishna made so many pastimes of play, merriment, but he was always a little, I would just say, mischievous. Radharani decided to leave him. And, when Krishna came to Krishna Kund, it is a little kund in Vashana, he was very, very dejected. Oh, where is Radha? Where is Radha? He was sitting in a very dejected way. All of a sudden, he saw Krishna coming the other way. Yes, it was Krishna. And this Krishna said to him, "What are you doing here? You're dressed just like Krishna." Are you not ashamed to dress like the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna was looking at Krishna. He said, I'm very sorry, I am Krishna, I know. No. If you say, where is Krishna? Then where is your Radharani? Radha is not with you. I cannot accept, said the Krishna, that you are Krishna. Krishna was really at a loss for words. He said, yeah, this is a problem. Radharani is away. So how can you be Krishna? Krishna was very perplexed at the wonder of how his own Leela Shakti, his own energy, was making this contradiction and this dilemma. At this moment, the Krishna laughed, took up the crown, away the crown, the long braided hair of Srimati Radharani were there. And Srimati Radharani said, this is, I'm happy to be back again with you, Syama Sundara. But please don't be so mischievous. I can also be mischievous and make you in a difficult situation. This is Krishna. Okay. To please you, Radharani, I will now dance with my master in dance, the peacock. The peacock is my dance teacher. And you will be the judge. Judge? Or referee? Is it a referee? Judge. Who of us dances better? So, before the peacock, he started to dance, moving around. The peacock does, making circles and so on. And after the first round, he asked Srimati Radha, so who was this? My teacher or me? Oh, if you, your teacher was far superior to your dancing. This was very clumsy dancing, but in comparison. Krishna had expected this answer, and he was thinking. And because he is Yogeshwara, that is the master of all yoga forces, he decided to change his own form. Yogi can take on any form he desires to take. Krishna did this. He took the form of a peacock. And then again they danced. The devatas, they're making music. It was going very intensely, and they were swirling around and around and around and around and around. Krishna had taken the form of the peacock, and after some time, there was no telling who was who any longer. Who was the bird peacock and who was the Krishna peacock? Then the two birds stood in a humble ovation before Srimati Radharani, asking for her judgment, who was better. Srimati Radharani, who is so full of love for Krishna, can always detect Krishna. The Lord can never remain hidden before this devotee. And Radharani started, was still in that mood, and he said, pointing at one peacock, this peacock was dancing very elegantly. All the fine arts had taken possession of the dance of this peacock. Whereas the other peacock danced like a donkey in disguise. This is my well-considered judgment after considering the different qualities and disqualities of both of the dancers. Now, you can know that peacock which Radharani praised was the bird peacock, and that peacock who got not so good judgment by Srimati Radharani was the Krishna peacock. And then Krishna and then Radha and Krishna were just laughing and laughing, and the sakis were laughing. Then Srimati Radharani dressed in this peacock outfit which you see there, and Krishna took on his form again in dressed in that peacock outfit which you see there. And then the divine couple were both dancing with full amazement. Amazement means it's one, it was amazing to see how they danced and how they danced. And today the divine couple is dressed again in the same outfit. Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki
Jai.
Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki
Jai.
I want to also praise one devotee. I think her name is Mahayogini, our Pujari. Mahamantra. Mahamantra. Mahayogini, I'm sorry. She is also a Mahayogini. You have done a wonderful service, Mahamantra, by I think you conceived the peacock dress, and you have also made it from our own peacock. We have all surrendered, you can see they don't have. Very, very nice. I want to encourage all of those who have brought photo cameras and video cameras to make photos of this inconceivably beautiful outfit and present it to all your friends and start a Radha Govinda revolution. It is really, I've never seen this before. I saw that it was so rich. Good. So, I just had to tell the story because the outfit is so wonderful. Please say with me.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashaya Mutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asya Jadesha Trayine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
According to the transcendental or spiritual view of Krishna consciousness, the only real relationship or original relationship is the relationship between the living entity, the spiritual soul, the Atma, and the Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All other relationships which we find in this world are reflections from that original relationship. Let us compare a reflection with the original substance. The reflection never has the same fulfilling quality as the original substance. For instance, if this evening we decided to make an experiential learning course, we would have your meal ready, and it would be just before a big mirror, and we would tell all of you, today we will all eat the reflections. Serve yourself from the mirror, please. Don't go to the real meal, to the meal which is there in three-dimensional space. Just take the reflection. You would maybe grab on the mirror, and maybe your tongue would lick the preparations in the mirror, but you would never become as much satisfied as you would become from the from eating the original. In the same way, the reflected relationships cannot really satisfy you so much. In this world, there are five types of reflected relationships. One is called Pitaputra Sambandha. It's the father and son relationship, or the father and daughter relationship, and also vice versa, the relationship which we have as sons and daughters to our parents. The second type of relationship is the pati-patni sambandha. It's a relationship which a husband shares with his wife, or vice versa, the wife has with the husband. The third type of relationship is prabhu Britya Sambandha, the master-servant relationship with the master, and he orders his servant, and the servant, vice versa, has also a certain relationship to his master. And then a very important relationship, and I've seen one of your notes in your Pandavasena notebooks, it's a friend relationship. Bandha Bandhava Sambandha. One of you wrote as one of his goals or her goals, I do not know, I saw the book, it was someone in my bag, and so it was just my book, and I looked at it, and there was, why I have come to this summer camp. And one reason was to have darshan of Radha Govinda, but another reason was to make friends. This is called Banda Bandava Sambandha, the friend-friend relationship. That's the fourth type of relationship. And then is Itala Sambandha, other types of relationship. Everything else is in the fifth category. These relationships are thought to be very, very important for the residents of this world. It's one of the mission statements of one of you. I do not know who wrote this, but I can imagine many wrote it, and many feel like this. I need a friend, someone I can lean on in different, in difficult times, who understands me and gives me the support in important moments. This is all reflective types of relationship. They are necessary, but they originate from the original relationship which you have to Krishna. Each one of you has a very specific relationship, a very deep relationship, a very warm relationship. And do you know, Krishna has not forgotten what is your relationship with him. He is so loyal to you that he, even now, where you have lost that relationship or the awareness of this relationship, he is still with you, inviting you, come back in this relationship. He has come as a super soul. He has come as Radha Govinda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha London Ishvara, and Radha Madhav Mohan. To reclaim that, you, to attract you, so that the relationship will become clearer and clearer and clearer to you. He has also come in his most accessible form. What do you consider is the most easy, accessible form of God in this world? His holy name. Guru Hari, you have the same other? You all agree? Holy name. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we somehow can get into it, we need Krishna there. There are only two spiritual things in this world, sometimes the acharyas say. This you, and the holy name. Make a relationship there. But he has also come in the form of the deities, in the form of the scriptures, because he, listen to this, wishes more that you come back to him than you. He runs after you. Come, come, I'm so it is only fair that we start making our relationship and becoming very conscious about this. It's not a matter of small concern, it is a matter of big concern. If there's someone so nice, should we continue to ignore him, Tom? It's not fair, it's not good. These other relationships, let us look at them, are secondary. The devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time said to the people, they did sankirtan, they went from door to door. The people opened the doors, and then what did the devotees tell them? Listen to their very revolutionary preaching. They said, accept Krishna as your Lord. Accept Krishna as your husband. Maybe some Bengali Mataji, you know, lots of mustard oil in her system. Accept Krishna as your husband, they said. Accept Krishna as your father. Accept Krishna as your mother, they said it to the small children. Accept Krishna as your friend. Accept Krishna as your guardian. Young couple of lovers, you know, oh, when will you have a bindi on your forehead? I don't know when you commit yourself. You know, the devotees would come. Accept Krishna as your friend. Accept Krishna as your guardian. He's your only relationship. You will find happiness only in this relationship. All other relationships are temporary. This was the preaching. This doesn't mean we shouldn't have no other relationships. This was the old ISKCON style. Okay, we have understood the one dimension. We have one point. We have understood one point. Let us think one dimensional now. This is the only concern. No, there are other relationships. You are the son or the daughter of your father and mother, and you certainly carry some obligations towards them. You need friends, and you certainly need to, you know, be a good friend. But when you establish a relationship with others, always remember that it should be based on a relationship with Krishna. I'm your friend because we serve Krishna, or I want to help you to raise in spiritual life. This is so important in friendships, to find Krishna there. You all are young men, you are young ladies, you have had many friends. Have you sometimes noticed how relationships turn sour? And have you suffered? It was so good. We spent so many joking hours together. And then all of a sudden it turns sour and you don't even want to visit the old friend. It's a, have you noticed? Have you noticed? Have you suffered also? Sometimes. What went wrong? Somehow when I see this person now, I don't feel the same thing. In fact, the way he talks makes me nervous. It is very often in marriages the case. Very often they discover, oh, my husband who looked so beautiful snores in the night. and it becomes a serious problem. You are laughing because you are very young and not yet committed to this, but very often this is a discovery. my once so beautiful lady she looks like three buckets of ghee. this happens. No reason to laugh. It is a sad story. But if you have made the basis of the relationship Krishna, well, we want to help each other in Krishna consciousness. We as friends are committed to help each other in Krishna consciousness. That is a very, very good basis. And it will be a very nice relationship. Even if you find out the other snores or looks like... my example was a little disrespectful. like that, you know. You will still be able to respect the other person as a dear, as a part and parcel of Krishna. Because your relationship was on that basis, you will somehow be able to maintain it and not run away like all these runawayers who run away from friendships and never learn anything, who take the same mistakes, the same uncommitted things into the next relationship and experience the same subsequent pain when the illusions melt down and the realities become more manifest, so to say. So we as spiritualists acknowledge the spiritual dimension of our relationship to Krishna, and on that spiritual dimension we form the other relationships. It's a very good tip also for the Pandavasena group. This evening we will have an interesting session, we hope, about Sangha and so on. And please keep this in mind. Put Krishna in your relationship. It will be much nicer. And you won't suffer. Whereas when there is no Krishna, after some time, there you will just see the material qualities of the other person, and you will find they're incompatible to your own thoughts. The result is, if you base your, if you establish your relationship to Krishna and base your other relationships on that, you will be cheerful, bright faced, I wrote in my note, because you do not act, you do not think and act materially. You do everything what you do for the pleasure of Krishna. Isn't that a good point? Good learning point. One thing I want to impress now very strongly. If I would still be young, I would now get on the chair or even on the tape recorder or even there to make a strong point. You can in your inner mind see me there and listen to my strong point. My dear devotees, my dear Pandavasena devotees, please understand one thing in your life. To say that the only relationship is with Krishna cannot exclude other relationships. We have done this very wrong in our international attempt for becoming Krishna conscious, or the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have sometimes not taken enough care to make relationships with other devotees very deep and profound. You can, but in Krishna consciousness, you need that. Krishna does says to all those who only want to make a relationship with him, no one else, that he says like this in the Adi Purana: someone who says he's directly my devotee is not my devotee, but someone who says he is the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. You need, in other words, a relationship cross. What is that? A relationship cross. See, if you have one a stick, if you have one stick like this, that is like, here I am, here's Krishna, you want to make your relationship with Krishna. Very often you find it falls because it has no support. But if I would be so clever to support that stick with another one, like this, a horizontal stick, horizontal, yeah, it would stand very easily. In the same way, when you are in this world, you only want a relationship with Krishna. You go in a cave in the mountains and you only think God, 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 God. It won't work. And we have seen this. You need this other this horizontal, which keeps this in shape. I think we heard this. Thank you very much for your exquisite demonstration material. I think you we noticed this yesterday when we asked Manoj Prabhu, what helps you when you are uncertain and you feel tempted here and there? He didn't say Krishna. He said the devotees. They make everything clear. And I think he spoke from our own heart. We have made the same experience. So to say you want only a relationship to Krishna, but then ignore other relationships, is not good. Another... if you ignore relationships to the devotees, but you need also reasonable relationships to your parents, to those who are naturally bound to you, because if they are not reasonable and you do unreasonable things in the relationship, you will be able to experience so much pain that your Krishna consciousness might be disturbed. But so I wanted to balance my point, but let us come back now to the main point. All relationships in this world, whatever they are only a reflection of the relationship to Krishna. If you have no real, no substance, but only reflection in the relationship, you will not become happy, you will, after some time, become this enchanted. This is very important. Platon used to say that the man very often feels himself like a half circle. He doesn't feel complete. And so does the woman. Nitesh, this might be important for your future, but you know. Nitesh has worked very hard, like all this. So therefore, the natural feeling of a man and a woman is they want to come together and build a full circle. I think those of us who are grihasthas they know, and the others are too embarrassed to admit that. most of the time, we feel incomplete. Oh, I need someone next to me. They feel that. Yes. this is the ordinary feeling of ordinary people in this world. This is from Platon, he has found out. But the problem in this is that yes, in the beginning, in the romantic few days or months or whatever, that feeling of completeness is there. But then enter something else. The demand, serve me or help me that I become more complete. With the demand enters this controlling mentality and it breaks the relationship apart or makes it sour. When there is no Krishna in that relationship, yes, this will happen. All the half circles who have become full circles will again become half circles.
Hare Krishna.
So, good. Since we have now discussed that Krishna is our only relationship, I wish to sing with you a song. A song full of longing to develop our relationship to Krishna. I can't guarantee how the song will come out because I'm not so expert in singing it. Our talented musician also will do it the first time. So you need to give your best in melodies and singing and attention. It's Kabe Habe Bolo Sri Namo.
Hobby.
It's a two beat. Who can play on the madanga a two beat? Gaurahari. Yes. Who else?
Apalala Guchi Sodana Maruchi Viva Bolle Habe Vela Ye Sancha Apalala Guchi Sodana Maruchi Viva Bolle Habe Vela Ye Sancha Habe Habe Vala Kare ame vala se dina ho Dina di kahina sarishnuta guna hedaye nami Habe habe vala se namo Habe habe vala se namo Sakale manara apani amani hoye ashi Sakala manana apaniya mani haye ashvani namarasa Jana Jana Koite Sandali Olive Nasabi Deho Sukha Kali Jana Koite Sandali Olive Nasabi Deho Sukha Kali Janme Janme Ram Oye Gora Hari Hari Ke Bhakti Charane Toma Janme Janme Ram Oye Gora Hari Hari Ke Bhakti Charane Toma Hare Hare Bolte Kabe kore Sri Krishna namaskarana pura kitare ho gajarama kabe kore Sri Krishna namaskarana pura kitare ho gajarama payanya bepata abe samadasana nirantara nitra abe
Thank you.
translation of this beautiful song reads, it is a song full of longing, longing to be more close to Krishna. And it will introduce the second part of today's seminar, that is practical tips which each one of us can do in his or her life to become more close to Krishna. Please tell me, this is how it starts, please tell me, when will the day be mine when my offenses end and a taste for the pure holy name will come in my heart by your mercy? The devotee asked the Lord, when will this day come? Kabe, kabe bolo se dina amar. Dina means day. Huh?
Yeah.
Our devotee from Mayapur. Your name? Adishwara Prabhu. Yes. He knows. Then, when I will feel myself lower than a blade of grass. Oh, no longer puffed up. When the quality of tolerance will come in my heart. Wouldn't that be nice? When will I show respect to all others and not seek honor for myself? Then I will be able to taste the essence of the nectar of the holy name. Wealth, followers, beautiful woman, as described in worldly poetry, I do not want any such bodily pleasures. Oh, Gaudahari, please give me unmotivated. Beams of tears flowing constantly from my eyes. The devotee feels, I'm like a stone, a moving stone. Nothing happens. When in Navadvip on the banks of Ganga will I run about, calling out without duplicity, Oh Gaura! Oh Nityananda! Huh? Oh Gaura! Oh Nityananda! And dancing and singing like a madman or a madwoman, unaware of the outside world. Some of you think of this is getting too much. No, this is ecstasy. It's good. When will Nityananda Prabhu be merciful to me and release me from the illusion of worldliness? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and allow me to enter the marketplace for shopping the holy name? I shall buy and plunder the nectar of the name of Hari and become thoroughly intoxicated by Nama Rasa. Some of you thinking the dancing around the fire, they're too intoxicated. By Nama Rasa. I shall become stunned by touching the feet of those great souls who are able to relish this rasa. I will sing continuously in the sweet nectar of the holy name. When will compassion for, and this is the last, then will compassion for all fallen souls awaken in me. Like one of our Pandavasena devotees came to me and said, we want to spread Pandavasena out throughout the whole world. This devotee's heart was brimming with compassion or with passion. I think it was compassion. When will compassion for all fallen souls awaken in me? When will this bhakti note, forgetting its own happiness, with a meek and soft heart, set out to propagate my humble entreaty, the sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You can see, when you think about your relationship to Krishna, this is a devotee who wants, when will they come, when something happens in my stone heart. Huh? He first addresses the holy name. Rupa Goswami has said, if a devotee thinks about his relationship to Krishna, the first question he will ask is, where is Krishna? Krishna did come in his many incarnations, but these incarnations, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, have a scheduled time. You know, once every so often, Lord Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma. Yeah. It's a very long time. We would have to wait for a long time. But we don't have to wait for the change of Hare Krishna. It's only these taste stoppers, or this taste breaker, would be there. We have in India taste breaker. But in our spiritual life, we have taste breaker. These are taste breakers, are the offenses against the holy name. So the first practical tip, those who take notes, it's good if you write this stuff these down, only a few notes, is establish your relationship with the holy name. Work on this. Do not give in. Do not become a lousy, dull chanter. Do not allow when you chant and you fall always asleep and say, you know, just like when you have a chronic disease, like maybe your right face is eaten away by some fungus. You do not say, oh, it's alright, no problem, you know, let's go on, you know, you will spray some antifungus spray on it, and so on. So in the same way, when your spiritual life is eaten away by aparat, by offenses, do not allow, do not think you can save your face just by pretending it's not there. Spirit of the Krishna will see when your face is covered with the fungus. Hare Krishna. I hope you don't get shocked. I need to talk a little intense because this is now a very important topic. The second tip is, which way brings you to Krishna? What is the path? Devotional service. Any other path? Sadhana Bhakti. Your answers are correct, but you have not yet considered that there is a mountain of false ego between you and Krishna. And this mountain is crossed only by one path. This path is very narrow. The path which Lord Chaitanya came to establish in this world. I think you might now say that Prasadana Swami is now getting too creative. It's nice if he has creative ideas, but he is speculating now. I have a song. Oh, no, I was reading from something else. This path is called what? It's called Sharanagati, surrender. This is Prabhupada's great difference, that he is different from other Gaudiya preachers. He gives us this very clear path back home, back to Godhead, the path of Sharanagati. Who knows the different steps in this path? Let us collect them. You know them. Murari Gopal. Accepting what is favorable. Now, when you go back to London and you go back to your own private little temptation, try to find out what is favorable. And what is and reject the unfavorable. Murari Gopala instructed. Next. Accepting Krishna as the only shelter, this is always good. Prabhupada said to accept him as one's maintainer. It's the same thing. He also said, become a member of a spiritual family. He's gone as one spiritual family, but this family is training us to become a member of Krishna's family, that he thinks he's our father, our mother, our everything. He wants one, he wants, yes? Humility, also in difficult moments, to become meek and humble. And almost heaven. To see Krishna as one's protector, and finally, exclusive dependence on Krishna to surrender him. Prabhupada says, this he wrote long ago. Let me see it out. Anyone who has developed the six kinds of surrendering process certainly will be recognized by Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna will give attention to the prayers of such a pure devotee. He will give attention. Everyone should follow the footsteps of the six Goswamis and the disciplic succession after the example of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the descendants of the Brahma Sampradaya. Everyone should pray to Sri Chaitanya with all humility so that he may be kind enough to teach this science of surrender so that one becomes liberated in this life. Our Kanakacharya Prabhu has written for you a ground rule in spiritual life, which is which I will ask, who is a good reader? Nitesh, you are a very clear reader. Ground rule. This is the whole idea of the process of Sharana. We can put it on the this is the whole idea of the process of Sharanagati. What can we see with Krishna? How can we see Krishna with these eyes? You don't even see your own back without the help. It's there, it must be there somehow. But how will you be able to see Lord Krishna, who is so spiritual? You must be able to act in such a way. And act in a way is means surrender. So once, I remember it was in London, Prabhupada was challenged by a reporter. Have you seen Krishna? Yes. Can you show me Krishna? Maybe God, something mystical. He sat down on the chair like this. He put his, what is it, tie in shape, you know? He was like, you know, entering the roller coaster. Is it, you know, where you really make sure you sit? And then Prabhupada laughed at him. In a polite way. And said, first, you must become like all of these, pointing to the devotees. Because the devotees are surrendered. Ravana, I heard, tried to build a heaven, a staircase to heaven. Is it? In Babylon, this was done also by the Christians, or They don't want to say Christians, but the opposite of the Christians. It was done during the Christian time. Heavenly. It didn't work. You can't build your staircase to heaven. It doesn't work. So you must have this mood of surrender. How will an aunt ever understand this very complex this amplification system of Bhakta Nitesh? It is not possible. He can't enter with his mind into the world of electricity and how Nitesh is sitting and pressing the button and sometimes Nitesh can't understand. But we are, Krishna is called Avanmanasa Gochara. He's always beyond the mind and the senses. Therefore, you must surrender. My dear Bandhavasena devotee, who is from Govindadvip, do something when you surrender to Krishna. When you come to the temple, don't stand with your hands in your pockets. Move your hands in the service of Lord Krishna. Move your tongue in the service of Lord Krishna. Do something so that Krishna becomes attentive to you. Don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in such a way that Krishna sees you. This was the ground rule Prabhupada has brought very much into the movement of Krishna. And if you go to think of it, it is so honest. It is so realistic. If we sit here and talk from morning till evening to Krishna of Krishna Leela, it is nice to hear a Krishna Leela, but it's important that we surrender to Krishna, that we do something to him, that we show him that we are serious, and then Krishna, if he wants, can reveal himself to us. What an honest part. Do you see how realistic? Yes. So the path of Sharanagati. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, everyone who follows the path of Arjuna, what is the path of Arjuna? He didn't want to do the service which Krishna wanted him to do, to establish Dharma in the world, and he wanted to get away, but then he surrendered. And everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. Be together with the Lord. This is a wonderful sentence. Do you wish to hear it again?
Yes.
This is from the atmosphere. Good. Everyone means everyone, all, also you. It doesn't mean others, with the exception of you, everyone means everyone, who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. Another, now I want to give you a little meditation. After we had done this meditational exercise, I noticed that some of you, it was high time to get back to your meadow and then to the temple and make the, because you were getting a little restless. But it is important to sometimes become a little contemplative, to go inside. In our Sampradaya, there are a few. There is one method, it is called Buddha Shuddhi meditation. What does this mean? Buddha Shuddhi. Buddha means the element, and Shuddha means, free from. Before a pujari enters the deity room, and before a Brahmana chants mantra, he will meditate a little bit about the fact that he is a spiritual soul, because the relationship to Lord Krishna will be a spiritual one. He will, by this meditation, lift himself to the spiritual platform. Prabhupada often said this meditation to us in very short. This is a Tatvam Asi meditation, the Aham Brahmasmi meditation. He expressed it in the way, I am not the body. It means Aham Brahmasmi, I am soul. Have you heard this, I am not the body? It is even on ISKCON t-shirt. We have seen our own eyes. It's a Vedic mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spiritual soul. You have to think about this. Sometimes when you become overly attracted to the opposite gender, you can think, Aham Brahmasmi, and she is also a spiritual soul, and he also. Very helpful to get away the clouds of the reddish clouds. Yes? So the original Buddha Shuddhi meditation goes like this. By nature I am Krishna's eternal servant, but due to my own misfortune I have become adverse to Krishna since time immemorial. As I identify myself with my temporary material body, I am constantly migrating in the cycle of samsara, always suffering the threefold miseries of material life. Please, chant with me, say with me. By nature I am Krishna's eternal servant.
By nature I am Krishna's eternal servant.
But think about it also, meaning, huh? But due to my own misfortune,
but due to my own misfortune,
I have become adverse to Krishna.
I have become adverse to Krishna.
Since time immemorial.
Since time immemorial.
As I identify myself with my temporary material body, I am constantly migrating. In the cycle of samsara.
In the cycle of samsara.
Sometimes throughout the day, stop in your tracks and think about it. You are a soul within the body. It's such a good meditation. Somewhere I said, those who wish to be brahmacharis or brahmacharinis, or who wish to be just cultured people, who do not constantly think in terms of the duality of man and woman, should ultimately meditate that each one person is an eternal part and parcel of Krishna. How can you do anything wrong with such a person? How can you consider such a person in terms of their uncovered body? How can you think in a disrespectful, exploitive, sensitive way of a person when you understand he or she is a part and parcel of Krishna? Isn't it? How can you think of yourself falling so much in Maya if you meditate, I am a part of Krishna? You think like this, I am a part of God. Wow! It immediately does something. So, this is the poem, Buddha Shuddhi meditation. We have almost come to the end. But I want to see if there are any questions so far before I go to before I offer you glasses in which you can see Krishna.
Maharaj, is our relationship with the other jivas in the spiritual world similar to our relationship with the devotees?
Is our relationship to the other jivas in the spiritual world similar to the relationships which we have now with the devotees here? In the spiritual world, there is this one center, Krishna, very, 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 very much in the center of everything. Krishna's position or Krishna's personality in the spiritual world takes so much prominence that you think of everything in relationship to Krishna. If you think like this in the material world, you will be a self-realized soul. It is very, very hard to describe. But the cowherd boys, when they leave Krishna in the evening to go to the respective places to sleep, they are very sad. The mothers have to coax them into this. And the whole night they can't sleep. They just wait. When will I in the morning hear the buffalo horn of Gopal? And then I come and meet Krishna. The relationships are really on. The Krishna is really in the center there. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, there was a canal of water. And he had never seen this. This canal was new. It came from the tears of Yashoda and Nanda, who were crying for Krishna. Canal of Kundera. How much affection. That spiritual world, we will never be able to understand these senses really, because it's so different. Prabhupada said, once he was asked, how does Krishna look? And he pointed at a picture, and then he said, and then if you see Krishna, you will find out that he looks totally different. It's so overwhelming. It is transcendental. Prabhupada did say, we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual world. And you know, we were all thinking, hopefully not. the present day ISKCON. Hopefully it will get itself a little bit more together than at the present state. But then we understood what we meant. A group of devoted servants who serve Krishna's interest. That's the idea of ISKCON. Are you ready to go to the last? Can we change our relationship to Krishna? This is a very, very good question. I would answer it in the way, how do we start our relationship with Krishna? We all start on one step. To have a relationship for Krishna, it's not important that you need to know if you are now peacock in the spiritual world or saka, so on. Because you take the essential mood of all the relationships, all other relationships, and apply it to one relationship only. That is the relationship of a servant. You start here in this world as a servant. Serve here, serve there, serve everywhere, and so on. And then you will rise to the more advanced state of devotional service, where you are free from anatta. And at a certain stage, that is when you are on the level of deep attachment to Krishna. In Sanskrit it is called attachment. The Lord will be so impressed. He will see you and give you, and from him his Swarup Shakti will enter and reveal to you your spiritual identity, which is still of a servant, but it may be a little bit more specific. It will be more specific what type of servant. So in this way you can say you change your relationship. But it has been said, because you start at one level and you come at another, but it has been said the relationship is eternal. That is already the deep eternal relationship. Nothing. The next point, very important, is reading regularly in Srila Prabhupada's book. In medieval times, there was a practice in existence which was called divino ratio, divine reasoning. What the people used to do is an imitation of what the people, or imitation is following what is an ancient Vedic practice. They would read in the scriptures and then try to see the words according to what they had read in the scriptures. This knowledge would give them, so to say, an ability to discover something which was not there before. It was like putting on the glasses.